Well, health officials in Gaza say 15 people were killed and more than 150 wounded by an Israeli airstrike in a crowded shopping area today. Earlier, Israeli tank shells slammed into a crowded UN school sheltering Gazans. A UN aid agency said there were deaths and injuries there as well. This war is between Gaza and Israel, but tensions are also rising in the West Bank. The West Bank is ruled by Fatah. Its political rival, Hamas, runs Gaza. And while many Palestinians in the West Bank have little sympathy for Hamas, they're uniting in their anger, thousands protesting against Israel's actions. The BBC's John Donison reports.
Palestinian grief, not in Gaza, but the West Bank. At dawn, at a cemetery in the village of Beit Umar, the family of Hashem Abu Maria wail by his graveside. Hashem was shot dead by the Israeli army last week as he demonstrated against Israel's actions in Gaza. 47 years old, a father of three, he worked for a children's charity. His wife, Samira, presses her tear-stained cheek to his tomb. She tells me he gave his life trying to protect children and that he'd been trying to stop youngsters getting too close to the soldiers. Samira is not alone in her mourning. In clashes with the Israeli army, more than 10 West Bank Palestinians have been killed and hundreds injured since the war in Gaza began. At one protest, well over 10,000 turned out. Mohammed Rabah was one of the organisers.
This is our message to our Gazan people, that we are with you and you are not alone. We are doing our best to show that.
Just about every night for the last 3 weeks or so, there have been clashes across the West Bank. This is the Kalandia checkpoint just outside Ramallah, and the street here is littered with rocks that have been thrown by Palestinian youth and the tear gas canisters fired by the Israeli army. But it's not just Israeli forces that Palestinians have been battling with. This is the sound of Palestinians who are trying to demonstrate here, clashing with Palestinian security forces. The Western-backed Palestinian Authority, which runs part of the West Bank, is dominated by the Fatah faction. It has spent much of the last decade in conflict with its rivals, Hamas, in Gaza. The authority has an agreement to cooperate on security with Israel, and some have accused it of working too closely with Israel to crack down on Hamas. Mohamed Shtaya, a Fatah leader and an advisor to the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, denies that charge.
We are not helping the Israelis. The aggression on Hamas, on Gaza, is an aggression on all of us. We and Hamas are not at war. We're not enemies. We are political rivals.
His boss, President Mahmoud Abbas, has been largely silent, at least publicly during the conflict, focusing instead on diplomacy. But Shtaya rejects that the president has become something of a forgotten man of the conflict.
Let me tell you, he was in Turkey working hard with the Turks for a ceasefire. So he did all his best, but...
But for the people, the Palestinian people, for the they've not seen him.
No, they have seen him. He made two speeches. But Abu Mazen is not a kind of a person to make people live with slogans.
Others, though, say West Bank leaders have sometimes failed to capture the public mood. Youth activist Mohammed Rabah again.
The leadership should also listen to what the street demands, to what the Palestinian people demand. We want to use this hard moments to be united again, the leadership with the people, to be integrated.
The sounds and images coming out of Gaza seen on Palestinian television for the last 3 weeks are far more shocking and disturbing than the ones seen in the West. Palestinian politicians have often been divided, but on the war in Gaza, the Palestinian people are united in their anger.
The BBC's John Donison in the West Bank.